This is WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Rock Island's new regulations for homeless shelters and services are now drawing scrutiny from state officials. According to Project Now's executive director, Dwight Ford, the Illinois Attorney General's Office and the Department of Human Services are looking into the new licensing requirements approved by the City Council late last year.
Department of Human Services in this state has picked this up. And why is this important? Because $5.2 million of the Department of Human Services come here to help us mitigate the challenges of homelessness in this region.
Ford spoke during public comment at the Rock Island City Council meeting last night. Illinois House Representative Greg Johnson also reportedly told city leaders last week that the state wants to overturn or modify the regulations to comply with state statutes. Many local nonprofit leaders have criticized Rock Island's new licensing requirements for making it harder to provide homeless services. The Illinois and Iowa Departments of Transportation are inviting the public to an open house to discuss plans for replacing the Centennial Bridge. That's on Wednesday, January 28th. WVIK freelance reporter Jonathan Turner has more.
The meeting will be held 3 to 6 p.m. on the second floor of the current Iowa Hotel, 215 North Main Street in Davenport. There will be no formal presentation, and the public is invited to attend at any time during those hours. At the meeting, attendees will have the opportunity to review the project's purpose, review improvement alternatives developed for the corridor, view maps and key features of each alternative, learn about environmental considerations, speak with members of the project team, and share feedback to help guide which alternatives move forward. The Centennial Bridge has served as a vital connection between Rock Island and Davenport since its 1940 opening. But due to aging infrastructure and ongoing maintenance needs, the Illinois and Iowa DOTs are conducting a study to identify long-term solutions to improve safety, traffic flow, and overall connectivity in the Quad Cities. The Centennial Bridge has been identified as the most traveled structurally deficient bridge in Iowa and averages 26,000 daily crossings. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Illinois Supreme Court Justice Mary Jane Tice says that she'll retire at the end of January. The Democratic justice has been on the court since 2010 and stepped down as Chief Justice last year. First District Appellate Court Justice Sanjay Taylor has been appointed to fill Tice's seat until December of 2028. Taylor will be the first Asian American to serve on the Illinois Supreme Court. Central Iowa Water Works started running part of its nitrate removal facility last week due to elevated levels in its water source. The regional utility for the Des Moines metro area says the last time it had to use the system during the month of January was in 2015. Larry Weber directs hydroscience and engineering at the University of Iowa and says his team is seeing unseasonably high concentrations of nitrate throughout Iowa.
In much of the state, short of a couple isolated areas, there's really no frost in the ground right now. So agricultural tile lines continue to run. And with, you know, the tiles flowing, they're bringing higher nitrate concentrations to our streams.
Central Iowa Water Works says drinking water produced by the utility continues to meet all state and federal drinking water standards. The latest household food security report from the Department of Agriculture shows a slight uptick in the nation's food insecurity rate. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports the survey could be the last after the department said it will stop collecting the data.
The report shows that 13.7% of U.S. households struggled to get enough food in 2024, which is slightly higher than the year before. The USDA says it will end the annual survey after this report, calling it, quote, redundant, costly, and politicized. Neela Pradhananga, nutrition specialist at Oklahoma State University, says the report is the gold standard for data.
So I think having this would be the best option, but I don't really see any other that would be comparable to this that gives us like a national reference.
Pradhananga says factors like the economy and food accessibility impact food insecurity. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
And this is WVIK News.